The New Hampshire primary is just 8 days away and will bring with it a caravan of presidential candidates, campaign staffers, and political reporters. The state's largest city, Manchester, is eager to capitalize on its moment in the spotlight and to celebrate its role as the primary's epicenter. And HBR's Casey McDermott tagged along on the inaugural Manchester Primary History Trolley Tour this weekend. And she filed this audio postcard.
We don't have anybody on board who didn't purchase a ticket, do we? We're on the honor system. It's New Hampshire. You know how this goes.
Okay, by way of introduction, those of you who are fortunate enough not to know me, my name is John Clayton. I'm the executive director of the Manchester Historic Association, previously spent 27 years as a reporter and columnist for the New Hampshire Union Leader. So it's been my pleasure to cover more primaries than I care to count. Please don't do the math. And this is the first time we're taking a presidential primary historic tour of Manchester.
We saw the tour coming up, and I said, well, that sounds like fun. And I called Anne, and I said, what do you think? And she said, I'm in.
Welcome aboard.
How are you?
You're going to have to find seats. The center of New Hampshire, this Radisson Hotel, has been a focal point of the presidential primary since it was constructed in the late 1970s. So if you want to catch some action before the primary, this is the place where you'll
want to
go.
We're going to get off here because we're going to visit the world-famous Red Arrow Diner. Just
since you're also hale and hearty, we're going to get off the bus again. If Ed Muskie could stand out in the snow, I think you can
as
well.
Have your trusty photo album in hand. Please turn to the photograph under Donald Trump. Can anybody tell me the candidate?
We had kind of an ad hoc meeting with Mayor Joyce Craig a couple of weeks ago, and she said, how come the Mill Yard Museum is the only place that's celebrating Manchester's role in the history of the primary? So it was decided that we should try to do some new and innovative things. The city recently acquired this trolley, so I asked if I could use it to do historic tours, visiting sites where the candidates have made history through the years, and the mayor was all in favor, so we threw this together. We scheduled four, and look at the response. We get a full trolley on our first time up.
Actually, I thought it was just a historic tour of Manchester. So I was all excited. Then I went online and saw it was all about the primary. I'm like, oh, brother. But because I know John Clayton, I'm like, oh, it'll be good.
You're more than likely to run into a presidential candidate in any particular restaurant. We had Tulsi Gabbard with us last night for our first in the nation presidential primary trivia contest.
I mean, it's good for the businesses as far as everybody that's coming in, obviously, and helping out the economy.
ABC will commandeer the parking lot on Middle Street. The backdrop will be the lighted spires of City Hall. So the media circus is coming to town.
This is the place to be, Manchester, New Hampshire. It all starts here. That's why the candidates are coming here.
Yeah, we get. It's the one time we get.
Puts us on the map. I think we should take a selfie.
Those are the sounds from the first in the nation primary history tour in Manchester, produced by NHPR's Casey McDermott.